로종세아니 가르쳐 나래서나 디지털 나이마다 세아부시다래.
The teaching that is being given here is called Lojong in Tibetan, which literally means the training the mind or transforming the mind. What is very obvious is that the whole purpose of engaging in training the mind or transforming the mind is to seek happiness.
다 대화도 동의해야지. 다 가다지 소화지 간에 로고도와 소화기 절봐. 저도 이 유산에 그 소화지기 시에 때는 로고기가 돼.
So when we speak about happiness and suffering, we are of course talking about experience of happiness and suffering, experience of happiness and pains. So we are talking about an issue that has a direct bearing on human mind or consciousness.
다 시바스제니 아니 가다브 풍불레 아니 거라 지금 모수두시 데롱 만데롱 가다 디두고 소화가 상관 없도가.
Now regardless of the metaphysical or the philosophical question of whether or not there is such a thing called consciousness that is separate or independent of, that is separate, distinct from our physical reality. Leaving aside that question, what is obvious is that we all, as human beings, naturally desire to be happy and wish to overcome suffering. That is a fact. And the fact that experience is something that that takes place at the level of consciousness, at the level of the spirit, or at the level of mind, is obvious because even when we talk about physical experiences, when we numb a particular part of our body, we can't feel. So it has to do with feeling, and feeling has to do with consciousness and experience.
다 드네기 그게 다 소화 디두고 난리야 소 류소르기 류지 소화 때문에 디두 용대야 릭식다 소소 류기 디두 류식이 디두 소만 미체 소 샘랑 때문에 지금 침보용이야 야는 지금 지금 미카와 나 이 미디어스 내면도 가다 샘제로 지금 샘코랑 때문에 용대야 지금 다 침보 샘코랑 때문에 용대야 지금 대니도 와 나 디니기 나네 패지는 아주 조 류소를 땜베 류기 다 지다 공해 시발을 땜네 공해 왕실을 땜네 엔다 초아디도 용대야 디 패지 튼두도 패지 투몽어래 멋이 이소 튼두래 패지 영 용구면로 나 참바로 드리고 타네 가세 지 초아 대어로 주면은 디 참배 타네 직생의 용구여로 이네 디 패지 숙심부 야말에 다 밀라 삼도야기 남주 숙심부 예배 인도자네 다 가다시 쌤 코랑기 때문에 심지 코랑기 때문에 애니 거도 소화해야 돼 땐데 숙심부지 연구여서래.
So when we think about our experiences of pain and pleasure, our experiences of happiness and suffering, the feelings that we are talking about, broadly speaking, we can see two categories. One level of experience and feeling, which is more at the level of physical reality, the kind of experiences that we have mainly through interaction through our senses, sense organs, such as our body and so on. Then there is another level of experience and feeling which has more to do with what can be called mental consciousness or the mind. And one thing we can say is that so far as the physical level of experience and feelings is concerned, there is not much differences between us and other animals. The animals also have the same capacity to experience and feel pain and suffering and so on. But what perhaps distinguishes us human beings from other forms of species, the animals, is that we human beings have a much more predominant experiences that takes place at the level of thoughts, emotions, and mind, what could be called mind. Now, of course, one can speculate that there are certain species of animal which may have the capability of having that kind of experience, at least some degree of that, such as recollecting certain experiences and so on. But on the whole, human beings have this sort of extra capacity to have experience more at the level of thoughts, emotions, and consciousness.
That dini duri na lusor di be semzor be na digi ruji yebe ina shuk chabu yebe ina di lusor dunge siji na tukurba. Tele dog di semla semne chambuji magi be ina di lusor dewe siji na tukha kuchare.
So interesting thing about these two broad categories of experiences is that if the state of the basic state of mind of the person is the thoughts and emotions are serene and calm and peaceful, then there is a possibility of these experiences being able to even overwhelm a kind of a painful physical sensation, a painful physical experiences. But on the other hand, if the person is suffering from a certain mental depression or anxiety or unhappiness at the level of thoughts and emotions, then even if that person may be physically enjoying comforts, but that person is not really able to experience real happiness. So what we see here is that it is that our state of mind, the thoughts and emotions and attitudes that really play a central role in our experiences of happiness and suffering. So what is meant by the training of the mind, transforming the mind that we are talking about, is finding a means and methods by which we can channel and discipline our mind so that we can sort of create the basis for happiness that we are seeking.
Of
course, we all know that there is an intimate connection between the state of our physical well-being and also the state of our mental well-being or emotional or mental well-being. We know that there is a very intimate connection, and also we know that when our physical health is not good, certain afflictions are present at the physical level, it affects our mental state as well. And when there is a greater degree of physical well-being, it also contributes towards a greater degree of mental well-being. And with the recognition of this basic fact, we also engage in certain forms of practices and exercises that help us bring that physical well-being so that it can contribute to greater mental well-being. And also, for example, there are in the traditional practices certain forms of practices that are aimed at sort of training of the energy patterns, what the traditional text call the wind yogas, the prana yogas. And also now in the modern world, some form of yogic exercises, doing yoga practices has become very popular. And we know that through yoga, we can achieve certain degree of kind of physical health, which leads to a mental health as well. So there is that correlation.
The lojong said, it's also the Tempanamshi Kurang Tingne, any 동해 시도다 다 샘조 대화 숙실 동해다 즉 샘조 동해 숙실 동해다 조 샘 코란 그 때문에 두야지 로종스들에서 그도와
However, the approach that is being suggested by teachings like the training of the mind is slightly different. Here, we are concentrating primarily on the development of the mind or the consciousness, the thoughts, and transformation of our attitudes and ways of thinking.
That's similar, and you should ask me, why you say you should have a job? Lugi, that's in the damn drill, why you say you should have a job? That's the cover of the day. 아, 샘가가리아 규준하도스면도가. 가자. 원유시엔 규준하면도가. 다 샘코랑기 뭐네? 에, 게다 균통니 당도 렘버지기 타네. 아니, 에, 변아 샘기 남도 지라버지리야. 그 균통 에, 남도 지라버지리 연대통니. 아니, 에, 균통한테 당도 내니 뇽다. 당도 밀림버지. 에, 연대통에 로디라 당도라니 공비비 공도비. 공비용도체. 독신 인생을 유지해야지 마도 어 가서 우리 당도 렘베 그게 랑긴랑기 휴를 렘바 당도 렘바지 뭐 주나 유지해야 돼
However, when we talk about transformation of our mind or and hearts, a training of the mind or disciplining the mind, one thing that is true is that this kind of transformation of our hearts and minds cannot really be imposed. It is not something that can be forced upon us. It is In the case of physical discipline, sometimes some kind of imposition or force may create a physical discipline. But when it comes to mental discipline and transformation of our hearts and minds that we are talking about here, is something that we cannot impose. It cannot come about as a result of force or imposition. It has to actually come on the basis of a voluntary acceptance, which is based upon a recognition that certain ways of thinking, certain attitudes, certain way of being is beneficial, and it's whereas certain ways of being and certain ways of thinking and certain types of attitudes and emotions are destructive, and on the basis of a recognition of these differences, and then you take upon yourself voluntarily a form of spiritual discipline, that through that way one can achieve transformations of hearts and mind.
다들네. 에네 셈리야 규주 동야스네 규주 동당게 다 탑시디 에 배지 셈게 나로게 남도게 나로게 겨제네. 다 로니 에니 겨이드베지기 에 디타네 에니